tomatoes, let's say, and the flowers, you would say last night we had a
frost.
Okay. And so it was so cold, the lake
froze.
Okay. And if it gets much colder, the pond might
freeze.
Okay. And it had
frozen.
Okay. That's the end of the questionnaire. We've even got a few minutes left. Aren't we lucky? Let me ask you some general questions.
Okay.
What about, let me see. One important question is, how do you feel about language standards? How do you feel about standards of speech? I know several times you're very conscious of the fact that this is, you'll say, now this is the way I used to say it, but this is the way I say it now.
Mm-hmm.
Or on the other hand, you'll say, this is the way I say it, but I think that this other way is more correct.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. I was just thinking about that last night. I caught myself saying can't.
Uh-huh.
When I thought it should be can't, because cannot comes to, you know, can't. But yet I've, ever since I was a little kid, say I can't or can't.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I get real excited and if I can't do something, I'll say, but I can't do it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And things similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
And since I graduated from high school and I've been around such a variety of people, I've caught myself saying things that aren't correct and tried to make myself do better.
So obviously you think that makes a difference then, depending on who you're talking to?
Depending on who I'm talking to and what I'm talking about, and a lot of different things. If I'm talking to a very well-educated person, I want to talk like I've got some sense in my head. I don't want to...
Uh-huh.
You know, you
uh-huh.
kind of backwards talk or talk that they look at you and go, wow, you know, he's a real country bumpkin, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What about, okay, do you think there's a great deal of variation there, or do you think it's just a few minor things?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. Sometimes when I stop, well, just like at work and at home, at work I can be totally different. On the phone, if I'm talking to business people, I have a totally different type voice. I use different words.
Mm-hmm.
I pronounce words differently.
Mm-hmm.
And my voice is much deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm at home and relaxed, I really don't take the time to talk better, I
mm-hmm.
guess is what
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
Another question that interests me is relationships between what you think of
mm-hmm.
As relationships between black speech in this part of the country
mm-hmm.
and white speech. Do they seem to you to be pretty close or pretty far apart, or what seem to you to be the differences?
I think they're really far apart.
You do?
Yeah.
How? In what ways would you say?
Well... Because up until just a very few years ago, the blacks and whites didn't associate together at all.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like I've had friends who've had black nannies.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really tell they've had black nannies because they talk like their black nannies talk, especially if their parents have not, you know, spent very much time with them and just left them with the nanny.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of them, I just couldn't hardly understand.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I think possibly, if anything, the blacks have maybe copied the whites more than the whites have copied the blacks.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I think possibly the blacks are coming out of whatever they've been in.
Uh-huh.
And they talk a totally different language. I know they have. They do at work from what I talk. They kind of mumble.
Mm-hmm.
And